$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice, $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is the week after Christmas here on Wrestling Observer Live. I am out of town, but we've got a show. We do not have Mike Sempervivi. He is also out of town, although he's always out of town. He will return on Thursday's show, provided that he has not been eradicated by Filthy Tom Lawler, which is a very distinct possibility given what he said about Filthy Tom and myself on yesterday's Wrestling Observer Live. But I'm going solo here today, and I have a lot of stuff to talk about. We've got news, and there's plenty of news, including kind of a sad story. I guess Mick Foley would probably argue it's not that sad, but we're going to tell you what's going on with Mick Foley and his upcoming, maybe, hip surgery. That's going to be the top story on the program here today. Got a lot of news from around the world and a lot of reviews as well. I have not watched SmackDown with the WWE Tag Team title change. I'll hopefully be watching that before I do the show this afternoon with Filthy Tom Lawler. But we can talk about that tag title change. We can talk about 205 Live, which I did see, including the duel with Jack Gallagher, which was quite the segment, by the way. I love the Jack Gallagher character. Should come as no surprise. I know some people don't like it. I think it's awesome. We can talk about that here on the program today, as well as news on the WWE TLC pay-per-view. They are going to be doing, I'm sorry, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I always get those two screwed up because they're essentially the same thing, except one has a briefcase, one has a title. Money in the Bank has been announced. There may also be a Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania. We could talk about that. There have been a lot of discussions about what to do in creative, and some of that has changed since there have been some creative switchovers, including John Cena and AJ Styles now taking place at the Royal Rumble. So a lot to get into today. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are not joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. He is scheduled to return tomorrow. Not going to lie, this is a pre-taped edition of the program, so please do not call. Do not send text messages. Although, if you are not following me on Twitter, I do recommend you do so at Brian Alvarez, because last night I did send out the word, and this morning, that it was a pre-tape, and therefore I asked for your text messages. And so if you got that tweet, you probably have sent a text message. I will try to get to those on the program here today. You can always follow me on Twitter for the latest news. I'm also going to be responding a little bit more on Twitter. If you've got questions, that sort of thing, I will try to answer some here or there. So at Brian Alvarez is the place to go to follow me on Twitter. But we have a lot of news to talk about here today. We can get into some reviews as well. But I do want to read this. This actually is the top story here today. Mick Foley on his Facebook page writing about what was supposed to be and what may be a hip operation. Mick Foley writes, about that hip operation. I guess I should have said something when I started getting prayers and well wishes from friends and colleagues alike, including some of the biggest names in the business. I have definitely mentioned that I needed a hip replacement, definitely mentioned that I intended to get one sometime early in 2017, but never actually set a date. I have this tiny little problem in that I don't actually have health insurance. I had health insurance for 26 years, but the last 4 years have been tough, with companies sending out letters telling me they will no longer be insuring families, that I needed to find alternate insurance. By 2016, health insurance was particularly confusing, and after missing one payment, I found myself no longer insured. I am doing my best to get insured in 2017, but nothing is guaranteed. I have no idea how this new insurance company will feel about replacing a hip that clearly should have been replaced many years ago. I want to mention something here very quickly. I wasn't going to mention this, but since Mick Foley talked about it, I want to mention it here. There was a point in 2016, when my whole family was uninsured. And I mention this because I can guess that there are probably some people that are reading Mick Foley's statement and thinking that maybe he's not exactly telling things the way that they really are. But let me tell you something. I won't mention my insurance provider. I don't want to go nuts on him. But they switched to a new billing method. And I guess they sent out letters to everybody telling them that if you're on auto pay, you basically have to sign up for auto pay with this new system now. Well, I didn't get the letter. And so my wife, I think she got a sinus infection or something, but she went to pick up her prescription and I had to go pick up the prescription for her. And I went there and I gave them the insurance card and they said, your wife hasn't been insured since, I can't remember what date it was, September, something like that. And I said, what? So anyway, long story short, the exact same thing happened to me that happened to Mick Foley, in the sense that I didn't sign up for auto pay again because I was unaware that I had to re-sign up for auto pay, and they canceled my insurance because I missed one payment. So after a whole bunch of rigmarole, I ended up getting the payment in and they reinstated our insurance and everything is fine right now. But I can't even tell you how furious I was to find out that my insurance had been canceled because I missed a payment because I didn't redo my auto pay. Auto pay had been coming out just fine. And in fact, right prior to them canceling, I'd gone up to my account to make sure everything was okay. And there was something really weird with the payments. Like, it appeared they had been billing me every day for 30 days. Like, every day there was a new charge for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I was like, what is going on? And I called them and they said, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. It's just we switched over our billing and this is the way it's going. And you're not actually being charged for this, blah, 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 blah. I thought everything was fine. And then as it turns out, my insurance got canceled. It was a complete disaster, but everything is fine now. But I read this and I was very sympathetic for poor Mick Foley. He says, I had health insurance for 26 years, but the last 4 years have been tough. Goes on to talk about everything. For those wondering why the general manager of Raw needs to procure his own health insurance, well, I'm on a handshake deal. I do the job as long as I enjoy it and feel like I am making a difference. And as long as WWE is happy with me and thinks I'm the best person for the role. No contract involved at all except for the Legends deal, which is strictly about merchandise. For those wondering why I just don't pay out of pocket, well, it's a $60,000 operation. And I'm going to look at some other options before I shell out $60,000 for an operation. Maybe I will concentrate on landing a couple of TV or film roles and get the far superior AFTRA insurance to take care of the operation. I probably should not be talking about it at all, but the word is out there, and I feel like I owe everybody an explanation. Luckily, I'm used to the constant pain. It's not like I wasn't warned by almost every guy in the wrestling business. The moves I was doing as a youngster were going to come back to haunt me. Well, they're haunting me. Weight loss has helped considerably. Without it and the DDP yoga, I don't believe I could even get through airports. But the constant travel means constant pain. I love being the Raw GM. I will miss it when it's gone, but my quality of life will probably improve when Stephanie and WWE decide to go in a new direction. Talks about his time in December, Christmas, etc. And he says, with or without a new hip, I'm going to lead a good life. The medical sciences out there to help me lead a life will help me lead a life with far less pain. I hope that I'm given the opportunity to take advantage of the new technology. Maybe some enterprising orthopedic specialist can think outside the box and look at me as a potential poster boy for their services. If The Rock can sell tires, then I have to believe I can sell hip replacements. So that's the story with Mick Foley. Mick Foley is uninsured right now and doesn't want to shell out the $60,000 for a hip replacement. I would presume that within a few days, a week at most, there's going to be news on this story because that's what happens when things like this go public. But rough story for Mick Foley. He likely will be getting a hip replacement, but not anywhere soon or not anytime soon, unless things change, which they can. WWE was in St. Louis, and they announced not only, obviously, that the Royal Rumble is coming to St. Louis, but they also noted that the Money in the Bank pay-per-view is coming on June 18th to St. Louis. And that is interesting because there had been discussion over the last couple of days that maybe they would move the Money in the Bank show to WrestleMania. And Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, the idea at the time was half of the competitors would be Raw competitors, half the competitors would be SmackDown competitors, and then whoever won would get the briefcase for their brand's title. Now, the idea that I had that we talked about here on this program was do a Money in the Bank pay-per-view. It can be a brand-specific event. And then, whatever brand is getting Money in the Bank, the other brand gets a Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania. They always like to have some sort of ladder match or something spectacular at WrestleMania. And I thought, you know what? Why not do a Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania with one brand and have the other brand have an actual pay-per-view? Now, the fact that they've announced a pay-per-view, a couple of things. Could be that they're going to do that idea, that one brand will get it as a specific pay-per-view, the other brand will get it at WrestleMania. The other possibility, and I have no idea what they're doing, the other possibility is they have been talking about doing slightly fewer pay-per-views in 2017. They had obviously announced that they were going to do the Big Five as co-branded shows, and then they would do the brand-specific pay-per-views twice a month, so everybody would get a pay-per-view every month. Now, once they started that, and they realized that, wow, we're spending an extra minimum $1 million to do these extra brand-specific pay-per-views, and we're not seeing tons of new people try out the WWE Network, the decision was made that, man, this may not be financially viable. We may need to cut back on pay-per-views. So they're already talking about cutting back, and how they cut back is a question at this point. Now, what they could do is you can eliminate one of the monthly pay-per-views by making Money in the Bank a combined brand show. So, like I said, the Money in the Bank show would have three guys from Raw, three guys from SmackDown, and combined brand matches all up and down the show. So maybe that's the direction they're going, and that's how they've decided to get rid of one of the pay-per-views that they've already committed to. We could talk more about this after the break and a lot more here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, not joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is expected that he will be back for tomorrow's show. That is the plan. We'll be back together for tomorrow's edition of Wrestling Observer Live. I'm heading home soon. I will soon be back in studio. Not sure exactly when, but once I'm back, we'll be returning to phone calls, emails, text messages, the whole nine yards. Follow me on Twitter. I'll let you know if you can send text messages in advance, as I did last night at Brian Alvarez. Before the break, we were talking about this announcement that Money in the Bank is coming on June 18th, and the idea that there are two possibilities, one being it is a brand-exclusive show, and the other brand gets Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. The other idea being that maybe Money in the Bank coming up in June in St. Louis, June 18th, will be a combined brand show. That way they could eliminate the need to have two pay-per-views that month, because they're running two pay-per-views and they're not signing up tons of people on the network. So all of the expenses for that second pay-per-view, it is an added expense and nothing is being done to make up that money. And so they're looking at maybe doing less months in 2017 with two pay-per-views. So we can follow that story, but they did make the official announcement. And I can tell you they've been talking about Money in the Bank for about the last week about what they were going to do in terms of WrestleMania. But that announcement was made. It is also possible, and this has happened before, that they announced that the show was Money in the Bank, but by the time the pay-per-view rolls around, it's not Money in the Bank. So we'll see what they end up doing, but that is the latest. Now, in terms of changes in creative, there had been a lot of talk of doing Undertaker John Cena at WrestleMania for the WWE title. And I'm not talking about just on this program. There had been talk in creative about doing it. John Cena has done interviews where he has publicly stated that he wants Undertaker at WrestleMania. Now, how they go about doing this, if they have Undertaker at WrestleMania, I guess we shall see. I thought the easiest thing to do, if they wanted to do John Cena versus Undertaker at WrestleMania, let's have the long-awaited dream match, John Cena versus Undertaker, and you put the WWE title on the line. Undertaker would have to go in as champion, because the whole storyline is, when will John Cena, or can John Cena, break Ric Flair's record and become a 16-time champion? 16-time world champion. It's a storyline they've been doing all year, and it seems inevitable it's going to pay off. Now, Here are the two ways that I looked at it. Number one, to me, the easiest idea is Undertaker challenges AJ Styles at the Royal Rumble. Undertaker beats him. John Cena challenges The Undertaker. And John Cena goes into WrestleMania as the challenger. And he attempts to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania and become a 16-time world heavyweight champion. If you're going to do this, why not do it on the biggest stage of all, WrestleMania? It's an easy storyline. It's an easy setup with Undertaker, AJ, Royal Rumble, the whole nine yards. Now, the other way to look at it is, well, they have already had AJ Styles beat John Cena multiple times. And so because of that, maybe the idea is that if John Cena is going to win that title, he wins the title from AJ Styles and not The Undertaker. So my solution was, well, since AJ Styles has beaten John Cena so many times, let John Cena and Undertaker fight over the title after Undertaker beats AJ Styles. And then when John Cena wins the title at WrestleMania, his obvious first contender would be AJ Styles. I thought that's an easy way to solve this problem. That way you can do your Undertaker versus John Cena match and you hold off AJ until after Mania. Well, looks like I don't think that's the way they're going. SmackDown last night, John Cena made his big return, and he challenged the winner of the main event, which was a three-way with Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and AJ Styles. He said he wanted the winner of that match at the Royal Rumble. AJ Styles won, and so now your Royal Rumble match is AJ Styles versus John Cena. So, there's two things that could happen here. Number one is AJ Styles could beat John Cena again, retain the title, and you figure out a way to get John Cena his rematch at WrestleMania, and then John Cena wins his title for the 16th time, beating AJ Styles at the biggest show of the year. And I'm sure they will claim the biggest show of all time. That's number one. Number two, John Cena could beat AJ Styles and get his big win back, and then Undertaker comes out and he challenges John Cena for WrestleMania. And then AJ Styles wrestles whoever, and this time you do John Cena versus The Undertaker, and John Cena is the champion going into the match. Now, I like my idea better. I think if you're going to coronate John Cena, if you're going to give him the big championship win, if you're going to have him break the record, if you're going to make history, why not make history at WrestleMania? But maybe their idea is, nah, let's have John Cena beat AJ, get his win back, and then maybe the storyline is Undertaker's going to win the title at WrestleMania or he's going to retire. You could always do that. I don't know which way they're going to go. For a long time, the idea was that Undertaker and John Cena would wrestle at Mania. Maybe that hasn't changed. I guess we'll see. But now John will be challenging AJ at Royal Rumble, and I guess we'll see what their new plan is, how they switch the title, don't switch the title, arrange title matches for WrestleMania. SmackDown and Raw have both got big title matches coming into the new year. We have got the first SmackDown of 2017, which is going to include Dean Ambrose versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. They've been building it up on TV for a long time, and so maybe Dean Ambrose will win the title. Maybe they'll do a screw job finish of some sort to lead to a championship match at Royal Rumble. I guess we shall see. There is also Raw. We have got Braun Strowman versus Sami Zayn in a Falls Count Anywhere match, which, given the fact that they're pushing Braun Strowman like crazy, and given the fact that Sami Zayn technically has a win over Braun Strowman based on not dying for 10 minutes of the last pay-per-view, I can only presume that Braun Strowman is going to obliterate poor Sami Zayn and beat him here in this last man standing match. They've got the opportunity for a lot of smoke and mirrors. Normally, a last man standing match, you go a while. You do a lot of teases. And granted, given the fact that Last Man Standing has that 10-count gimmick, I mean, there's a lot of standing around that Braun Strowman can do in this match as he beats down Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn fights to get to his feet. He beats him down again. Sami fights to get to his feet. I mean, there's a lot of downtime in what can otherwise be a long match. So it's a smart usage of Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman on Raw had a pretty decent match with Seth Rollins, but it was 3 minutes long. The pay-per-view match that Braun had with Sami Zayn, that match had a 10-minute time limit. And man, that match was a struggle at points. I know there's some people that want to blame Sami Zayn, but give me a break. This was not Sami Zayn's fault. This match struggled at times. And keep in mind, with a 10-minute time limit, they actually had a deal where Mick Foley came out for like 2 or 3 minutes and teased throwing in a towel. So they didn't even go 10 minutes with Braun Strowman. It was 7 minutes and it was a struggle. So I think the best you can do here is you got to structure a match where you've got about 3 or 4 minutes of action and maybe 3 or 4 minutes of standing 10 counts, which, of course, with the right referee, you can really drag out a standing 10 count. Now, the big question is going to be, are the fans going to actually count to 10, or are the fans going to count 10, 10, 10 for every count as the referee tries to give these guys a legitimate standing 10 count? I guess we'll see what happens on Raw next week. Yes, there is a lot of talk of bringing up Mr. 10 himself, Ty Dillinger from NXT, and potentially having him be number 10 in the Royal Rumble. When we open up the phone lines again in a couple days, I want to hear everyone's thoughts on that. There are people that are very much against the idea of bringing him in as number 10 at the Royal Rumble because their argument is, well, you know what? The fans are going to count 10, 10, 10. It's going to take off the way that what took off with Steve Austin. And of course, those what chants were a disaster for a few years. It didn't ruin the company, but it killed a lot of interviews that otherwise might have been fairly decent interviews. And there are people concerned that if you bring this guy up and this 10, 10, 10 thing takes off, well, the next thing you know, all these fans are going to do is count 10 all the time, and it's going to ruin 3 counts, it's going to ruin 10 counts, it's going to ruin all sorts of things. My thought is, it's already started. You're already going to have cities where whether Ty Dillinger comes up or not, the fans are going to do 10, 10, 10. Is it going to be made worse if the guy gets called up? Yeah, probably. But this guy got it over. Should you punish Ty Dillinger and never call him up to the main roster because the thing he does that has gotten over may take off in a way that may not be best for the overall product? That's a good question. It's a question I don't have the answer to. So maybe if you want to text me about this, we can go over some of those texts on the show here tomorrow. As noted, this is a pre-taped show, so no live calls and text messages. But I am going to get into some text messages after the break. And also want to talk about an AP fact check concerning professional wrestling. As you know, this whole fake news thing has been in the news of late. And now it has infiltrated WWE. And if you've been on the internet for a long time, the idea that the AP is fact-checking random, low-level wrestling websites that put out goofy rumors, it completely blows my mind. Also, we've got news on another potential drug test violation in UFC, as well as news on the new unified rules of MMA that we talked about on Wrestling Observer Radio recently. That, in fact, may not be changing at all. The ABC unified rules are changing, but you may never actually see that in an MMA fight. Or worse, it may be a situation where in some places you see it, and in some places you do not. Imagine being a fighter and having to deal with that. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. And you think
I'm crazy. The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are not joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, going solo here today. He will be back tomorrow on the show. The Mega Powers will reunite on Thursday's Wrestling Observer Live. If you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, we will be back later on today with the Filthy Tom Lawler Show, talking SmackDown 205 Live, Impact, and so much more. That is tonight, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Also, a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Lots of news to talk about there. Last night, did a brand new Brian and Vinny show talking Retro Raw and Nitro from 19 years ago this week. We do it every week on the Tuesday Brian and Vinny show. This was the week that we talked about Starrcade 1997. The Hulk Hogan versus Sting match and the following night's Nitro. And really, the big story was the Hogan-Sting match. I mean, a year and a half in the making. And the match involves Hulk Hogan coming in, beating up Sting, hitting him with a leg drop, and pinning him a 1-2-3. Then Bret Hart comes out. They restart the match. And Sting runs wild, puts Hogan in the sharpshooter, the Scorpion Deathlock. And he wins the World Heavyweight title. Everybody goes crazy. It was so amazing to watch the match in hindsight. And as I talked about on Twitter yesterday, maybe even more depressing watching it today than it was at the time. Because at least today, I have now seen a match that a lot of people, if you told them you were going to do this, would have said, no, you cannot do this. Are you kidding me? The Bill Goldberg-Brock Lesnar match at Survivor Series, where they went in there. Bill Goldberg immediately speared the guy again, jackhammer, and pinned him virtually immediately in the main event of a pay-per-view. And as much as people want to argue they shouldn't have done it, it won't get over, blah, 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 it got over huge. And everybody went crazy for it. They'll be talking about it forever. It worked. Now, when I watched that Sting Hogan match, the first 10 minutes or whatever, before Hulk Hogan pinned the guy clean in the middle of the ring, this match was so boring. It was so bad. Sting may as well have been the NWO Sting. It was like he didn't even show up. He was nothing even resembling the old Sting. He was just a guy. It was amazing. It was such a huge letdown. Then Hulk Hogan pins him. Bret Hart magically appears to claim, I will not have a referee screw somebody here in WCW. That was a fast count. Nick Patrick is screaming it's not a fast count, which I might add, it wasn't, which is something we're still talking about here 19 years later. And if you want more, you can read Death of WCW, Brian Alvarez, R.D. Reynolds, available Amazon.com, as well as Audible. There's an audiobook available. You can check that out as well. Anyway, he restarts the match, and then, it was amazing, the old Sting showed up. He ran wild. He was running, jumping, doing all of his moves, going crazy. Everybody's going nuts. He wins. It's awesome. And I thought, Hulk Hogan was losing this match. And so Hulk Hogan, out only for himself, arranged a situation where not only did he win the match clean in the middle with his leg drop of doom, but he dominated the entire match prior to what appeared to be Bret Hart coming out and screwing Hulk Hogan. I thought, what a selfish, it's unbelievable how selfish Hulk Hogan was in this match. I realize that back in the day, the deal was, well, you know, in a lot of cases, if you're losing the match, then you dominate most of the match. That's how it was in a lot of matches. I think it's less so today because matches are so patterned. But that was Hulk Hogan's mindset. I'm losing, so I want to take most of this match. And I thought, this is Starrcade 1997. It's the biggest match that WCW has ever promoted. They're coronating Sting. Why in the world does Hulk Hogan need to take anything in this match? Why in the world couldn't the whole match have been everything they did after the restart? Sting comes out. He runs wild on Hogan. They send in the NWO. Sting beats up every single one of them single-handedly. He puts Hogan in the Scorpion Deathlock. Hogan submits. Sting as the new champion. Why couldn't they have done that? I know some people will say, well, you'd kill off Hulk. You ain't gonna kill off Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan could have so easily gotten his heat back in a million other ways. The NWO could have gotten their heat back in a million other ways after you do this. My mind was blown watching this match. It was blown when I watched it originally, but it was even more blown today seeing that they actually did my idea of just doing the restart. They just did with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. They could have so easily done this, and it would have been huge. Now, the reality of the situation is, I mean, this promotion still was going to die. They were still going to screw everything up. It's just inevitable. But man, they could have really done something at Starrcade, and they screwed the whole thing up. And it is amazing to me that the day after Starrcade, they did not fire Nick Patrick and Eric Bischoff and probably a bunch of other people as well. I can imagine them not firing Hulk Hogan. He is Hulk Hogan. It is a wrestling war. But my God, your biggest pay-per-view of all time, and they do the biggest utter disaster of a main event you could possibly book in your biggest match of all time. It's amazing. If you want more, last night's Brian and Vinny show, only for subscribers, at WrestlingObserver.com. We have got a bunch of emails here, or text messages, and we'll take more tomorrow. Please update the Mike Goldberg UFC situation. Reports are this morning that 207 will be his last event. I wish I could tell you more about Mike Goldberg. I know that Mike Goldberg is allegedly on his way out from UFC. And Dana White has talked about how he's got somebody in mind, and nobody knows at this point who it is, to replace Mike Goldberg. Mike Goldberg has been an institution with this company. It is going to be an amazing thing in, actually, probably the end of next year. But it's even amazing right now to look back. This sale of UFC to WMEIMG, you look at all the guys that are leaving and all of the individuals that may be on their way out of this company. There are guys left and right talking about wanting to get out. There are guys that have already gotten out. Lorenzo Fertitta's gone, which is just mind-blowing if you followed UFC from the beginning. And now likely Mike Goldberg is gone. Joe Rogan talked about leaving, but I guess he's going to stick around for a while. Who will replace Mike Goldberg? I don't know. I have a text message here suggesting Jim Ross. I don't think it's going to be Jim Ross. I do know that there are people who believe it's going to be Jim Rome. I think that if you're going to replace Mike Goldberg, you've got to replace Mike Goldberg with somebody who understands and has followed the sport for a long time very, very closely. But it is WMEIMG. And they've learned a lot of lessons very early on in running UFC, such as if you've got a main event with two pretty girls, whether or not they're main event caliber or not. And I love Paige VanZant, but she is not a main event fighter. You know what? You put a pretty girl in the main event against another pretty girl, and you do a monstrous number. And so this commentary team may not even be about can the replacement for Mike Goldberg even really call MMA? Can we get a guy who's just a big name, put him next to a guy who understands MMA in and out, like Joe Rogan, and have a guy with name value to the mainstream out there and hope that that helps? I guess we'll see. But I don't know who it's going to be. There are a lot of rumors, but whether this is Mike Goldberg's final event or not, I guess we shall see. But yes, the rumors are out today that he's got one show left, and we'll talk to Dave Meltzer about that tonight. And yes, there is somebody asking who's going to replace him. Does UFC make a run at Jim Ross? Like I said, I don't think it's going to be Jim Ross. This person here says, do you think the WWE draft will return at some point to mix up the rosters? Will we continue to see brand versus brand matches at the big four pay-per-views? All I can tell you is this, and they change plans all the time, so it doesn't even matter. My answer should just be, I don't know. But I can tell you that when they did the draft this year, the idea was they were going to do a draft every year. Now, whether that happens, who knows? I think obviously it would be the best if they did do a draft every year. Honestly, I think that if I were doing it, first off, I wouldn't have even split up the rosters. I mean, you did not have to do a brand split to emphasize SmackDown more. SmackDown literally is the only thing that's benefited from this brand split. You could have just made SmackDown into a more important show. You didn't have to split the roster to do that. You didn't have to take half the guys off Raw, half the guys off SmackDown. You could very easily have just tried with SmackDown, but they didn't do that. So I guess Vince figured the only way I'm going to do this is if I split up the rosters. And so now they've got a better SmackDown show. But if it were me, I would do a draft on... I wouldn't say the first Raw after WrestleMania, because that Raw is already huge anyway. And if you are doing WrestleMania, you probably should do some rematches that month and maybe the pay-per-view after WrestleMania. But maybe the first Raw after the first pay-per-view after WrestleMania, that's when you do a draft. Mix everything up, and you got a whole year with those rosters to build up to the next WrestleMania. You blow off all the matches, or you do some sort of deal in the matches to build up to a blow-off of the next pay-per-view. Then you do the draft again. I think it's waiting too long to do it in July or June or wherever they're going to do the draft every year. I think you should do it right after WrestleMania, at most a month after, and then keep those rosters separate until the next WrestleMania, and then do a draft again a month later after that WrestleMania to start a new set of programs for the following year's Mania. This person here says, how well are Royal Rumble tickets moving? Do you think they can fill the Alamo Dome without significant papering? Without significant papering, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, there's going to be some cheap tickets. There's going to be some papering. I think they're going to pretty much fill it up. I mean, they've done this at the Alamo Dome before with $5 tickets. I don't envision them not wanting to do that again if they need to. And you know what? Maybe that's the reason John Cena is going for the championship at the Royal Rumble instead of WrestleMania. Maybe they figure WrestleMania is WrestleMania. It's going to sell. We got to get tickets into this Alamo Dome. And so let's have John Cena go for and win his 16th world title at that show. Maybe that's the idea there. And that's why they are doing it there instead of the idea that I had with The Undertaker and then John Cena going for the title at Mania. This person says, why is Cena presumably going into Mania as champion against Undertaker? Should it not be the other way around? I think so. If Taker is retiring, then he should win the match for the one last title run. The fans will reject any Cena win that is not Taker's last match. I don't know. It's been very different with John Cena lately. They got a new guy they could totally hate. It's Roman Reigns. And maybe in some ways that's helped the John Cena situation. There's going to be a lot of kids there. So I don't think it's a given that John Cena is going to be absolutely hated. Although, Undertaker John Cena at Mania with Undertaker going for the title, well, maybe they're going to boo John Cena one way or the other. So, I guess we'll see. A couple of news notes here before we run out of time in this segment. There was a story. The AP actually did a fact check. A story reported by a blog called WWE that claimed professional wrestling star The Big Show had died in a car accident is false. It actually says here in the fact check, I swear to God it says this. On December 10, the short, poorly written blurb claimed the star had been admitted to a hospital and died. First off, why they're doing a fact check on December 28th for a story that was reported in a poorly written blurb on December 10th, I have absolutely no idea. Maybe I'm just old, but man, this whole fake news thing is just mind-blowing to me. I mean, I guess I first got on the internet in the 90s. It was the mid-90s. And man, all I heard at the time was, don't believe anything you read on the internet. Now here I am, 41 years old, and apparently it's a thing that people believe everything they read on the internet. Why? I don't know. I couldn't believe that. The AP fact-checking a, quote, short, poorly written blurb about the death of The Big Show. Josh Barnett, latest fighter to be flagged for a potential USADA violation. This would be his fourth if it turns out to be the case. I don't know the details, but we'll, I'm sure, find out more soon. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sometimes love.
Is like- Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Noted before the break, Josh Barnett, 39, doubles as co-host for New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access, was reported yesterday to have had an issue with a December 9 out-of-competition test issued by USADA. He has previously tested positive 2001, 2002, 2009. We don't have any details, but he has been flagged. They will have to do an investigation, check his B sample, etc. But that would not be good for Josh Barnett. And also from MMA Fighting, the integrity of the unified rules of MMA will be compromised at the start of the new year. A number of state athletic commissions will not adopt changes to the rules voted on over the summer by the Association of Boxing Commissions and Combative Sports. There are only a few rules that would really change the game. But we'll talk to this. We'll talk to Filthy Tom Lawler about this afternoon and Dave Meltzer tonight. But can you imagine being a fighter and having to know two different sets of rules in the heat of the moment? In some states, you can kidney kick while in the guard. In some states, you cannot. In some states, the rules of being a downed opponent are different than other states, having to know on the fly. Now, I know people will say, yeah, but you can train for a certain set of rules for your 12-week camp and then go in there. But how many times has a fight been canceled and then put on the next show? What if your fight is canceled and you're put on the next show 3 weeks later and they have a completely different rule set? It changes the game. So it's a very interesting story, and we'll talk about it more later on today with Filthy Tom Lawler and Dave Meltzer, only for subscribers. And with that, everybody, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody so much for listening here today. As noted, Mike and I will be back tomorrow with a brand new Wrestling Observer Live. You can always follow me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. We are totally out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening, all of the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers, listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.